ध्यायामोदविलावकुण्डनवतीं तेजोमयीं नैष्ठिकीं स्निग्धापाङ्गविलोकिनीं भगवतीं मन्दस्मितश्रीमुखीं वात्सल्यामृतवर्षिणीं सुमधुरं सङ्कीर्तनालापिनीं श्यामाङ्गीं मधुसिक्तसूक्तिम् अमृतानन्दात्मिकामीश्वरीम्. We are discussing the thousand names of Devi as found in Lalita Sahasranama. So we'll be discussing the Namas starting from 141st Nama to the 145th Nama. So these Namas, the last few Namas are, and the current Namas, and the next few Namas are going to describe the Nirgunam aspect of Devi. So there is something, or this Nirgunam aspect is something which we have to always remember, irrespective of whether we are working or relaxing, irrespective of whether we are with a Mahatma or not, irrespective of whether we remember the Shastra or not. This is something, this Nirgunam aspect is something that we have to always remember. It has to be always there in our mind. And this Nirgunam aspect speaks about Devi as Nirguna Brahman, as that Brahman who is described in the Brahma Sutra as Janmadyasya Yataha, as the substratum, as the reality in which the world, the illusory world, is seen or perceived. And this is the same truth that Shankara beautifully summarizes as Brahma Satyam Jagan Mithya Jivo Brahmaiva Naparaha. Brahman alone is real. The world, the dual world that we see, is only an illusion in Brahman. And this Jiva, the limited conscious principle that says, I exist in each one of us, that is one with Brahman. It might seem to be the reflected consciousness, might seem to be the ego which is associated with the body, mind, intellect, but still that I, if we trace that I back, then we will realize that that I is not associated at all with body, mind, intellect. That I is the cause of the entire world. The I is the substratum of the entire world. That I is Chit or Satchidanandam. Ahamasmi sadabhami kadachit nama priyaha brahmaivahamatasiddham sachidananda lakshanam. Advaita Makaranda says that ahamasmi, I always exist. Sadabhami, I always shine. I exist and I am always shining. Can always feel my existence. Whether I am sleeping, whether I am in Jagrat Avastha, Swapna Avastha, Sushipti Avastha, I can feel my presence, I can feel my existence. And that means I am consciousness. In nature, I always shine. And Kadachit Naham Apriyaha, I am never hated, I am never disliked. People like me the most. As Yajnavalkya says that everything is loved for the sake of the self. So I am dearly loved by everybody. Therefore, I am Brahman, because Brahman is of the nature of Satchidanandam. And Satchidanandam, Brahman cannot have any attributes. Like we discussed in the previous days, Brahman cannot have any attributes, because attributes are gunas will limit Brahman. Brahman being limited will become apurnam. Apurnam means it cannot be anandam, and therefore that will go against the Shastras, that will go against experience. If we try to analyze consciousness or prajnanam Brahma, prajnanam is the nature of Brahma. If we try to analyze whether consciousness can have attributes, we will realize that consciousness is like the sun, the sun's rays, or the light of the sun. Light of the sun cannot have any attributes. We may say that the light of the sun is bright today. The light of the sun is not much visible today because it is a cloudy day. All that is because of limitations, because of adjuncts. There is cloud, our eyes are veiled. We have a sunglass, therefore sun's light seems to be more bright or less bright in this case and more bright in other cases. All the while sun's light is always the same irrespective of how we see it, irrespective of how we see it or what we perceive, sun's light is always the same. Similarly, consciousness is also always the same. It is without any change, it cannot have any attributes. And that consciousness is Brahman, therefore Brahman has to be Nirgunam. Brahman also has to be Nirgunam because it is Nityam, eternal. Gunas limit an entity, and any entity which is limited is subject to birth and death, which we will see later today in one of the Namas today. And that means it will be non-eternal. And since Brahman is eternal, therefore we experience Brahman as consciousness, which is eternal, therefore it has to be Nirgunam. Brahman is Nirgunam. And it is that Brahman who is being praised in Lalita Sahasranama as Devi. And it is that Brahman who is the goal of Vedanta. We'll see in another Nama today as to how that is the goal of Vedanta or goal of life itself. So any moment we forget this truth, we forget Brahma Satyam, we will fall into Jagan Mithya, we will fall into Mithya Jagat. Mithya Jagat can give us only one thing, Anityam Asukam Lokam, can only give us sorrow and sorrow and sorrow. Therefore, there are only two things or two steps or two paths available to a person. Irrespective of whether we are in the Grihastha Ashrama, Sannyasa Ashrama, it doesn't matter which ashrama we are in. It doesn't matter whether we are in Jnani or Jnana Margam or Bhakti Margam. It doesn't matter whether we are in Yogam or Karma. It doesn't matter whether we are doing Karma or not doing Karma. It doesn't matter whether we term ourselves as Atmiyam or spiritual or worldly. It doesn't matter. What ultimately matters is whether we remember Brahman, whether we remember Brahma Satyam, that Brahman who alone is present here, do we remember that? If we remember that, then we will get the benefit of Anandam. If we don't remember that, we will be into Mithya Jagat. If we are into the Mithya Jagat, Jiva will not be known as Brahman. Duality will exist, Ragat Dvesham will exist. And Krishna beautifully says, Dhyayato Vishyan Pumsaha Sangaste Shupajayate Sangat Sanjayate Kamah Kamat Krodo Vijayate. So if a person contemplates on worldly objects and on objects without remembering Brahman, without adding the thought of Brahman, then Pranashyati, it will lead to his Nasham, his destruction. This doesn't mean that we have to renounce everything. This doesn't mean we have to get rid of actions. This doesn't mean we have to get away from the world. We cannot cut the world because the world doesn't exist. Only that which exists can be cut, can be negated, can be removed. That which doesn't really exist cannot be removed. We cannot bring a tank and try to get rid of the water seen in desert because there is no water at all. We just have to remember that there is no water and do everything like a worldly person. So this is the same thing that Krishna says in the third chapter of Gita, that even as an ajnani does actions, similarly jnani also does action. The only difference is that jnani does actions with desires, whereas the jnani knows that everything is Brahman. He remembers that Brahman and remembers that everything, whatever is happening here, is like a dream and he enjoys it. So that is what we have to do. And if we forget Brahma Satyam, then we will be into Mithya Jagat or Dukkam, either Sukham or Dukkam. Sukham is both are available to a person at any point of time, whether we are an Ajnani or a Jnani, whether we are a Jivan Mukta or an Avatara, it doesn't matter. A person, a seeker always has the choice to choose whether to choose or the choice of choosing either Sukham or Dukkam. Sukham when he remembers Brahman, when he remembers that Brahman alone is there and thereby remains without Raga Dvesham, without Beda Buddhi in the intellect externally doing everything, while externally doing everything, while internally maintaining abheda buddhi, while getting rid of raga dvesham, such a person, such a path will give us anandam. Or he can choose to have raga dvesham, have the buddhi, forget Brahman, wherein he will get only dukkham. So learning the thousand names of Devi also will not really help us if we forget that Devi is Nirguna Brahman, Devi is Brahma Satyam, that Brahman who alone exists here. Whatever is seen is only Brahman. There is only Brahman here. We have to always remember, and all our actions, all our activities at all planes should be associated with the thought of Sarvam Brahmamayam, or everything is Brahman. Initially, we will not be able to remember always. We will falter. We will get attached, averted, and all. But slowly, as we progress in the path, day by day, raga dvesham will get reduced. Bheda buddhi will get reduced because we are concentrating on Advitiya Satyam. So we have to always remember that Brahman alone is true, Jagat is mithya, and that Brahman, or the ultimate nature of Brahman, or true nature of Brahman, Paramarthika view, is being explained in these namas by depicting Devi as Nirguna Brahman. So the next nama, 141st nama, is Om Shantaye Namaha. Shanta, Shanta means one who is very peaceful. So how can a person be peaceful? How does a person be peaceful? A person can be peaceful only when he is at home. So using Chinmayananda's joke or comical way of putting, Hari Om, Hari Om, Hari Home, Hari Home. Why to hurry when we are already at home? So home, we consider everybody has a home. So home is a place where we feel very comfortable. So home, why is home comfortable? Home is very comfortable because home is that state wherein we don't have any tensions. If we go out, we have tensions of where to stay, what to eat, can I lie down, can I sleep? All those problems are there. People around me, am I being protected? Am I secure? All those thoughts will be there, tensions will be there, whereas at home, there is no tension. At home, there is no tension because there is nothing to be afraid of. There is no fear. And that is Shanta. So Shanta is a person who is at home always. At home means what is home here? Home is being in the self, being in Brahman, which is our real nature. That is home. A person who is always abiding in Brahman, such a person will be Shantam. Like Amma or Balakrishnan Nair, we can see that they are always at peace, at ease, wherever they are, because they are always residing in Brahman. They know that Jagat is Mithya. They know that they are at home where there is no tension. And why can't there be tension when they are at the home of the self? Home of the self is that place where there are no desires. So that is Om Nishkamayai Namaha. Nishkama. There is no kamam, there is no desire left. There is no desires left, therefore it is shantam. Both go hand in hand. Whenever desires are there, we will be tensed because we have to fulfill those desires. Will my desire be fulfilled? Will my desire not be fulfilled? How can I fulfill my desires? What all I have to do to fulfill my desires? What is the probability of success? All these thoughts come or creep in when there is a desire. A person who is situated in the Atman, a person who remembers Brahma Satyam, he doesn't have any goal. He doesn't have any goal at all because he is always at home. He is Shantam. So there is no desires left. There is no kamam left because he has attained that by knowing which Kasmin bhago vijñāte sarvamidam vijñātam bhavati. That by knowing which everything becomes known, that which is purnam, that which is complete, that which is blissful, that which alone exists, therefore no other desires are left. What about the desire for moksha? A person who is in that state, in the self, always abiding in the self, he doesn't even bother about moksha. Why? Om Nitya Muktayai Namaha, the 144th Nama. We'll come to the 143rd Nama later. So 144th Nama is Om Nitya Muktayai Namaha, Nitya Mukta, ever liberated. Though we are all ever liberated, as Shankara says, Nityam, Nitya Shuddha Mukta Buddha Mukta Swabhavoham, Nitya Shuddha Buddha Mukta Atma, we are Nitya Shuddha, Nitya Buddha, Nitya Mukta, Nitya Muktam, ever liberated, we don't realize it. So a sadhaka, he should have the desire for moksha. Without mokshatvam, he cannot even come to the state of remembering Brahman. But at the same time, he should also remember that there is nothing to be really achieved. A person, a mumukshu, a person who has desire for moksha, the desire for moksha will go on and on and on and on. Where will it end? It will end nowhere, because that is also a seeking. So even while having the desire for moksha, we should remember that we are already liberated. We should also have the desire. Both should go hand in hand. A person who just has desire for moksha will never realize. A person who thinks only that he is realized will never realize again, because it is ego working. So we should know that we are realized, but somehow something is obstructing. Therefore, we should have the desire for moksha. I will have the desire for moksha. What is the desire for moksha? Just remember Brahman. I am already Brahman, but let me remember Brahman always. I want moksha. I want moksha. The strong desire for moksha or mumukshutvam is very essential. Only then a person will work towards moksha. Only then he will remember Brahman. A person who says, I am realized, will never remember Brahman, because he is already realized. Why should I remember? Though he is not realized, he will still think he is realized. He will not remember Brahman. He will suffer in the world. Therefore, we should have, a sadhaka should have the desire for liberation. At the same time, he should also know that he is realized. The strong desire for liberation is always remembering Brahma Satyam. So a person who always remembers Brahma Satyam, where is the thought of I am realized, whether am I realized, are others realized, how far I am from realized? There is nothing there, because I am already that Brahman. Only that Brahman exists. Therefore, how can I compare with people? How can I say whether it is bandham muktam? Bandha muktyati tam tam param sukam vindatiha jivastu daivika vahatu jivahatu daivikam. So Ramana Maharshi says, bandha muktya atitam, bandha mukti atitam, bandham muktam, mukti, bandham and mukti, bandham and moksham. We are beyond that. We are Brahman. Brahman is beyond bandham and moksham. It is already ever liberated. So we should always remember that Nitya Mukta. I am that Nitya Mukta Devi. I am Shanta Devi. I am Nishkama Devi. And how can a person be Nitya Muktam? So a person can be Nitya Muktam if he is not, if he doesn't have any death. Om Nirupaplavayai Namaha. Nirupaplava means decay or death. A person who doesn't have death is Nirupaplava. So I don't have death, therefore I am ever liberated. I don't have death because body dies. Najayate mriyate va kadaschit. So I never die. I am consciousness which alone exists. Therefore I cannot die. Since I cannot die, therefore I am ever liberated. If I cannot die, then can I take birth? No. Can I have changes? No. Therefore, I am Om Nirvikarayai Namaha. I am Nirvikaram. Nirvikara. Devi is Nirvikara because Devi doesn't die, which means all other Vikaram, Shad Vikaram have to be away from Devi. Devi cannot have Shad Vikaram, which means Devi is without any modification. Without any modification means ever blissful. Modifications or change or vikaram is what causes a thing to take birth and die, thereby suffer. Whereas Devi is nirvikaram, and I am that Devi. So Devi alone is present, Devi is Nityamuktam, Shantam, Nishkama, Nirvikara, which means Devi alone is present, Devi is Anandam in nature, and that Devi alone is present everywhere, and I am that Devi. If Devi alone is present here, then I have to be Devi, everything has to be Devi. The laptop in front is Devi, the car outside is Devi, the house is Devi, the table is Devi, the book is Devi, everything is Devi alone. So that is what we have to always contemplate. We have to always remember Brahma Satyam. Here it is Devi Satyam, Brahman in the form of Devi, temporary form, temporary upadhi, just to get over from the worldly objects to formless. From the form to formless transition can happen through a form. Therefore, we contemplate on Devi. Devi is described here as Nirgunam, which is Devi's real nature. And that is what we have to always remember. So the strong desire for liberation means always remembering Brahma Satyam and Jagan Mithya. So always remembering that. And finally, what will happen? I am that Devi. So everything is Devi. The dual world is Mithya, my body is Mithya, everything is Mithya. What is real then? Consciousness is real. Everything is real as consciousness, and that consciousness in me, which pulsates in me, that consciousness which pulsates in me, as I exist, that's Puranam, that is one with Devi, that is Anandam. That is what a person will always contemplate on if he really seeks mumukshutvam, if he has mumukshutvam, he will do that. So it just means remembering Brahma Satyam Jagan Mithya, Devi Satyam Jagan Mithya, Sarvam Devi Mayam. Just this, remembering just this at all points of time will take us beyond Ragadvesham, take us beyond Dvaitam, Bhedam, Bhayam, everything, and take us to the state of Anandam, or the Nitya Mukta Shanta Avastha. And that is what is the goal of learning the meaning of Lalita Sahasranama. Rather than chanting it mechanically, whenever we chant Lalita Sahasranama, whenever we remember Lalita Sahasranama, we'll remember that, oh, Brahma Satyam Jagan Mithya, that is being praised, that is being explained in Lalita Sahasranama, and Brahman here is Devi. Therefore, I'll always remember Devi. I'll always remember Amma. Amma alone is present here. I am Amma. I am always blissful. Such a person will be ever blissful, and it is that bliss, or that bliss that we seek each and every moment of our life. That bliss is termed in Vedanta as moksha, and in a person who has that desire for moksha is termed in these devotional systems as bhakti. All those are different terms, but all those mean that we are seeking Anandam. Anandam can be achieved only by remembering Brahma Satyam Jagan Mithya. Here Devi Satyam Jagan Mithya and Sarvam Devi Mayam. I am repeating this again and again because we have to again and again repeat and remember it, as remembering this alone can give us moksha, can only give us perfection. That can only make us, or that will make us merge onto Devi, realize that we are Devi, which means it will give us shanti, it will make us nitya mukta. We'll continue in the next day. Namaskar.